We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Daryl's in studio with us in the Bob Gillingham Ford studio. And Daryl, okay, another win that feels like a loss, unfortunately. They've all felt that way except for the Ravens game. But let's start with the positive, in that even though it was not a pretty game, they did, in the end, play well. They played good red zone defense.
Yep.
A little help from some bad Bengal decision-making. And they won the game. That's important.
Yeah,
they're still alive for the playoffs.
They forced four field goals.
Freddie Kitchens. Good, by the way.
Freddie Kitchens.
That's one thing they have is good. He's a great kicker.
Two things you need when you're going to be terrible. A good kicker and
Browns
a great punter.
Some money.
What's that?
He cost some Browns fans some money.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Did they not cover yesterday?
No, they didn't cover because of that meaningless field goal.
Well, it depends. The line opened bigger.
It was 9.5, 8.5 some places.
It was 7.5 by
it
game.
It dropped, yeah, but I mean, a lot of people had it at 8.5.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, from that standpoint, it was positive. Freddie Kitchens actually made a halftime adjustment. That was positive. And, they won their sixth game. That doesn't happen often. And also, speaking of things that don't happen often, or in the Browns' case, never, they actually beat the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Ravens all in the same season.
I find both these things, people wanting me to be excited about six wins and beating all three teams, to be highly overrated. Because
you got to start somewhere, though.
Yeah, fine, whatever. They won seven games last year.
They went like 3 years without winning a divisional game.
The win over the Ravens is good. The win over the Bengals is meaningless.
As Baker said after the game, we won a game we should have won.
Yeah. And they've lost a couple of those.
And they should win another game at the end of the year. So that puts them at seven wins. So, what do they do this week? What do they do with this?
I don't think it's a guarantee that they beat the Bengals or the Cardinals. They're both on the road.
It's not a guarantee.
The Bengals are playing better football right now. The Browns are the better team.
Yeah, I watched that game yesterday. I don't think the Bengals are playing very good football right now. They actually showed me why they're 1-12.
I did not say the Bengals are playing good football. No, I said they're playing better football. Better than they were early in the season.
Much. I mean, like, right now, I mean, Andy Dalton, I trust him more than Baker Mayfield.
Definitely.
As a veteran.
Yes.
So they do have the quarterback advantage at this point. Which
at
is
the moment,
crazy.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm saying that, but yeah. The way Baker's played.
No, that's true.
I just have a hunch this thing's coming down to the Ravens game December 22nd.
Yeah, I mean, they still need help besides winning the rest of their games.
Well, I don't think they're getting in. Buffalo's in. The next game,
Buffalo's not in, definitely.
Well, the next game they win, they're in.
They're in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they only need one win to get in. The Steelers, the actual scenario for the Browns this week, all they need to do is win, and they will go into week 16
alive. Yes.
Okay. That's all they have to do. Go to Arizona, handle your business. But if the Steelers
have to, but here's what they need.
If the Browns lose, Steelers win, Browns are out.
No. Well, if the Browns lose, they're out.
Because if the Browns lose and the Steelers lose, they're still alive. So it's a Browns loss plus Steelers win. That is the elimination formula for the Browns.
Well, if the Browns lose, they're out. Because the Titans are playing the Texans, so one of those teams will have 9 wins, and the Bills will already have 9 wins.
I'm just going by the
no, they're out.
Email I got from the league today, yeah. That was the scenario they gave us. Was a Browns win. If the Browns win, they stay alive.
Yes.
If they lose and the Steelers win, then the Browns are done.
I think they're done with a loss, but whatever. The point is,
they were done when they lost in Denver.
Yeah, but to make the playoffs, they have to win out. You need the Steelers. But let's look at the rest of this, because the rest of this is not ridiculous. They need the Steelers to lose 2 out of 3.
They need the Titans to lose 2 of 3.
No, they don't.
Because they beat their butt in week one.
They need the Titans to lose all three or the Texans to lose both to the Titans. If the Titans win out and the Browns win out and the Steelers lose 2 of 3, the Browns are in. Because if the Browns, Texans, and Steelers are all 9-7, the Browns would
have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
The Steelers play who again? The Jets,
Bills, and Ravens.
They could lose.
They could definitely lose two or three.
They could lose two.
And the Texans, if the Titans sweep the Texans, and that's not unreasonable either. Yep. The Browns need either the Titans to lose three or the Texans to lose two to the Titans. And then the Texans game with the Bucks wouldn't matter. So anyway, again, it's a long shot because you still have to win all three, and right now the Ravens are the best team in football.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
But if the Browns win out, I think it's possible they make the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't think it's a long – if they win out,
but it's not a long shot to beat the Ravens.
It's a long shot to win
the best
out.
Team in the NFL.
That's the hardest part. The Steelers losing two and the Texans losing two to the Titans is not unreasonable the way the Titans are playing. I think probably the Texans and Titans split their two games, and if that happens, the Browns can't make the playoffs. Browns are out. Because the Texans would get then the Browns. The Browns couldn't get in on that scenario. All right, anyway, the Browns got to take care of their own business. They go to Arizona this week. Cardinals are really struggling. Before we get to that, let's go back to yesterday. You talk about Freddie doing a halftime adjustment. What the lack of running the ball in the first half was mind-blowing. But he ran in the second half, and they took it. It's almost like Freddie has this mentality, guys, that when we're winning, we run. When we're losing, we pass.
And, sounds pretty predictable to me.
And that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But
it is. Yeah.
They won the game in the end. They made big plays, third down, red zone, that the Bengals couldn't make. And that was it was a good run by Baker for that touchdown. I didn't think he was getting the end zone. That was poor tackling by, I got his name, the Bengals linebacker. I can't think of who it was. But that was a nice play by Baker to get in the end zone because he hasn't done much with his legs, Darryl.
No, he's not. But at first I thought he was out at the two. But then they showed,
I thought he stepped out originally.
I did too. The and then they showed the other angle, and you could clearly see the foot was
right.
in, and he
was close.
He was able to dive to the pylon, and get there for the score. But yeah, it just they won, great.
Yep.
They beat a team that they were supposed to beat. They didn't dominate the way they should. I think that my frustration when I watch this team is that they're painful to watch on offense. It's like I'm watching offenses from 2009 through 2015, where they were 4-12 and 5-11 every year, and they'd have their moments of brilliance, but just everything was an uphill battle and struggle.
It's rarely been easy for the offense.
Right, and when you have this kind of talent, kudos to Freddie Kitchens and Todd Monken. You made elite talent in the National Football League pedestrian. They have really made these guys pedestrian. That in and of itself is a fireable offense, that you have this kind of weaponry and you struggle to get to 20 points a game. Like, they're struggling to get to 20, 21 a game. I think they're averaging just over now 20 and a half per game.
Well, that's because they got the pick six.
Thank God.
Yeah. They had to have it.
Denzel Ward saved. I can make a good – and I put this in my game balls – I gave one to Ward, and I said he might have saved that game yesterday because the Bengals were up 3-0. They were moving deep into Browns territory or getting ready to move deep into Browns territory. The Browns are putting up absolutely no resistance defensively, at least early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what happens if he doesn't come up with that interception off the tip ball and take it to the house. And here's the other part of that, too. If he doesn't take it to the house, who's to say the offense even has the ability to punch that thing in?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
That was a massive play in that game. So it's either a three or a 10-point swing. You know, the Bengals would have either gone up 6-0 or 10-0 on the Browns. And then what happened? You know what I mean? Like, what happens from there? Luckily, that didn't happen. Denzel Ward stepped up, made a huge play, and I think he saved the day.
First, Ian Rappaport reports that Odell Beckham has a sports hernia. Odell has alluded to an injury throughout the year. Remember before the first game he alluded to it.
He said he's been playing hurt. Not 100%.
Then we heard from Jay Glazer that Odell wants out. There'd been rumblings about that already. Charles Robinson of Yahoo Today confirmed that Odell has said to other players he wants out. However, Charles Robinson said something that Dustin and I had said earlier in the show is that, listen, there's a lot of emotions right now. He's hurt. He's not playing well. The team's not doing well. Charles Robinson said it does seem like or that Odell doesn't really trust the coaching staff. Right at the moment,
can you blame him?
I can't blame him.
Can't blame him.
I understand that. Yeah. But Also, I don't buy that Odell wants to leave no matter what. I think this can be salvaged, and I would not trade Odell Beckham. What do you make of all of this, and would you trade Odell?
Well, first of all, this is not coming directly from Odell. It's coming from the people around him.
Yeah.
Okay, and obviously, as you know, with superstars, the people around him don't chirp without the blessing to chirp. Okay, so he's basically being the good teammate, you know, handing out shoes to all his teammates, and he's not saying anything inflammatory or distractive toward the team. He's trying to play every week, even though he's not 100%, and he's allowing his people around him to basically handle his football business, and that is to get him the you-know-what out of Cleveland because the Browns are, well, what he thought they were, and that is they're the Browns.
Yeah, they're the Browns.
This is football Siberia, okay? And Freddie Kitchens does not run a clean operation. The offense is disjointed. I talked about earlier how he's taken all this elite talent and turned it into pedestrian garbage. And they struggle to score 20 points a game on offense. Mm-hmm. And that's inexcusable to have this type of weaponry and to have these type of problems. That's the cold hard truth. Whether fans want to hear that or not, or whether people in the Browns front office want to hear that or not, there is no excuse for this football team to struggle this year as much as they have had to struggle under Freddie Kitchens. And that is Freddie Kitchens' fault and Freddie Kitchens' fault alone. That said, I'm with you, Bull. I would not trade Odell. I don't blame Odell. I get his frustration. I see the talent. Like, he is the LeBron James of the National Football League. And it would be just very Cleveland Browns of them to mess this all up. You have a player that could help you win a Super Bowl. You have his best friend on your team who can help you win a Super Bowl. You have two running backs that can help you win a Super Bowl. You have a quarterback, and I know he hasn't played well this year, and I've at times been critical of Baker, but I believe in Baker. I still think he can be the guy. I think Baker has what it takes to win a Super Bowl. What is holding this team back?
You have to have players around him, too, and they do.
Right. The offensive line certainly needs to be addressed. No question about it. The tight end position needs to be addressed. No question about it. By no means am I saying that the Cleveland Browns are a
completed
finished product.
I don't think the tight end
position
is a big deal. It is.
It needs to be addressed.
Does David Njoku, is he writing him off? Why?
He made a difference yesterday. No, he's got a kid.
Why would you write him off? The guy is
really talented.
Not writing him off. Yeah. I just think that
is it easier to find how many up tight ends pass catching? It's not easy to find a good pass. He's still 23 years old and has been pretty good when he's been healthy. I think that's not a big deal. What are you going to find? Travis Kelce? You think you're going to find Travis Kelce?
That's the goal.
Come on. They got enough talent. Tight end's not an issue. I don't agree with you there.
That's fine.
You're looking at me like you got some sort of information on Njoku that you don't want to share. But all right, that's fine. But the bottom line is, the offensive line's got to be upgraded. And there's areas on defense they got to get better.
Yep.
And they have to have their best player not get suspended for the rest of the year. That would also help.
That's true. That's fair.
And again, that starts at the top, the controlling the emotions. We go all the way back to training camp. So, I get the Beckham frustration, understand it. He had, I'm still not so much mesmerized, but taken aback by his comment last week when he said, listen, I'm going to get 1,000 yards this year, and that's nothing. He goes, that's what, 62 yards a game?
Yeah.
That's absolutely nothing. I look at it as if I get 1,500 yards, I only got 500 yards, and that's still not good enough. Like, just to think in those terms, the way he thinks. So I don't see Odell as a problem, and I've not observed anything or heard anything about him behind the scenes. Like, he's just this problem child that everyone wants to make him out to be at times. And again, all of this noise that's out there, the Robinson story, the Jake Glazer. Listen, if Jake Glazer gets on Fox NFL Sunday
and says that,
it's gold. Take it to the bank.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, he's not going to make this up. This is legit.
Absolutely.
He talks to the players.
But this also, I think, can be salvaged. If the Browns do the right things here down the stretch, if they make the right changes in the offseason, I think he can get Odell back on board, get him healthy again. I also think, too, and I realize you can get hurt in OTAs or the offseason program just as much as you can get hurt in training camp. It happens all the time. But I think maybe having him, now that the shock value of the trade is that second offseason, having him around a little more would be beneficial to him mentally, football-wise, emotionally, all those type of things, as well as the Cleveland Browns. But it's salvageable. I'm not giving up on the guy.
And if it doesn't go well again next year, then you consider moving on.
But you gotta
give it a second.
You gotta give it a chance to see what he can do when he's healthy.
I haven't loved him in the past, but I was reading about this. Mike McCarthy has totally redone all he's done. He's into analytics now, and he's got a staff in place. Go get McCarthy. Yep. Go get Ron Rivera. You never know; they could come in here and stink because you never know a second time around. But at least those guys have experience. They're adults.
McCarthy didn't have any trouble winning in Green Bay with elite talent until about the last 2 years.
Yeah, got ugly
and he had been there, what, for 12 years?
Well, it did get ugly at the end, and he did a bad job the last couple of years.
Understood.
Listen, it got stale there.
Here's the deal. Okay, he won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And it's not easy. I know you have Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't win a Super Bowl every year. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is fighting to make the playoffs this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.